Between the Redaction Lines. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The FBI affidavit used to get the Mar-a-Lago search warrant released by the Justice Department yesterday, more than half of it concealed with big black lines. We did learn the FBI claims its investigation began with a referral from the National Archives over Trump White House documents.
The FBI says 14 of 15 boxes recovered from former President Trump's estate earlier this year contained classified and top secret material. On his social media site, Trump described the investigation as a witch hunt and says his team has cooperated with document handovers.
Fox's Jared Halperin, the unredacted portions of the affidavit also reveal the FBI used confidential sources and communications intercepts to justify the raid on the former president's home. Trump attorney Alina Hubba telling Fox News Primetime, they're ignoring the fact the Presidential Records Act protects the president and allows him to have the ultimate authority to declassify things. There are more large interest rate hikes coming from the Federal Reserve Board. Its chairman Jerome Powell telling an economic conference yesterday they're needed to bring inflation, still running at more than 8%, down.
While the lower inflation readings for July are certainly welcome, a single month's improvement falls far short of what the committee will need to see before we are confident that inflation is moving down.
Powell acknowledged that raising interest rates could trigger job losses and slow economic growth, but said not controlling inflation would cause far greater pain. Russia has blocked agreement on the final document of a four-week review of the UN treaty considered to be the key to nuclear disarmament. The document criticized Moscow's military takeover of Europe's largest nuclear power plant in Ukraine. It needed the approval of all 191 countries that are parties to the treaty aimed at curbing the spread of nuclear weapons. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A man accused of plotting a terrorist attack in New York City has pleaded guilty.
The Department of Justice says Awais Chaudhary, a naturalized citizen from Pakistan living in Queens, New York, had plotted attacks on pedestrian bridges over the Grand Central Parkway and the Flushing Bay Promenade. Prosecutors say he asked people he believed to be ISIS supporters about what kind of knife to buy and how to commit the attacks. At the time of his arrest in 2019, Chaudhary was 19, and his attorney said he was goaded into buying the knife by an undercover agent and that his talk of an attack was little more than a fantasy. He pleaded guilty Friday in federal court in Brooklyn to attempting to provide material support to ISIS, and he faces 20 years in prison at sentencing. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Secret Service says it has recovered $286 million in fraudulently obtained pandemic loans from roughly 15,000 bank accounts and is returning that money to the Small Business Administration. The White House says that they'll stop taking orders for free at-home COVID tests on Friday, in part because Congress hasn't allocated more money to buy them, but also because they want to stockpile the tests for a potential rise in cases this fall. A ballot initiative attempting to roll back election reforms in Arizona will not appear on the November ballot. The Arizona Supreme Court upholding a lower court's finding that backers didn't gather enough legitimate petition signatures. A worldwide blood drive today hopes to set a one-day donation record.
Global Blood Heroes Day is happening today, and thousands of Americans are expected to take part. Organizers say it's a campaign to not only save lives and build greater awareness, but also break the record for the most blood donations in a calendar day. The goal is to get 50,000 blood donors across six continents. Partners in the effort include the American Red Cross, the New York Blood Centers, and others around the world. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.